And Joanne Fox joins me across on the other microphone now for Cultural Continuum. This Joanne from The Globe, the newspaper of the Catholic Diocese of Sioux City. Going on today, beginning this morning, the Lus Hills Audubon Society is hosting their annual Birdathon that starts this morning. It runs through Monday. Attendees will be counting bird species and be able to partake in a field trip, which will be tomorrow, May 11th.
Western Iowa Tech's 10th annual Show and Shine has been rescheduled for tonight from 5 to 8 p.m. in parking lot number 4 on the campus. The event will include tours of the Autobody facility, demonstrations of the paint simulator, and the unveiling of this year's student project car, a 1955 Chevy Bel Air and a 1972 Chevy Blazer. And there's so much more. The event is free and open to the public, and take advantage of the nice weather and come on out and check out this stuff.
Yeah, it was supposed to be Wednesday. Wednesday was not nice weather.
It was not nice.
But today's supposed to be gorgeous, so check that out. The Orpheum Theater tonight is hosting Singing for Sanford. Social hour starts at 5 o'clock, then performance begins at 6 o'clock. The event will feature lots of hit musical songs from great Broadway productions, Rent, Dear Evan Hansen, The Greatest Showman, and more. There's some folks that have Sioux City ties, some of them still living in Sioux City, some are outside of Sioux City, coming back just for this event. Singing for Sanford for the Sanford Center, that's again tonight at the Orpheum Theater. Free with a free will offering.
The Sioux City Community Youth Theater will present Godspell now through Sunday, May 12th. Evening performances are 7 p.m., Sunday matinee at 2 p.m. It's based on the Gospel of Matthew. Godspell uses creative storytelling and memorable songs such as Day by Day. That was just a snippet. I'm not
very
in this.
Small
I'm in
snippet.
Very small snippet. Anyway, it's a great show. More on that at scctheater.org.
And Lamb Arts Regional Theater, in the middle of a run of Boeing Boeing, that goes through next Sunday, May 19th. Nighttime shows are at 7:30, and Sunday matinees are at 1:30. Go to lambtheater.com for more information on Boeing Boeing.
Vanguard Arts will host the performance of the Chris O'Leary Band. That's tonight from 8 to 11 p.m. The band's debut CD, Mr. Used to Be, won the 2011 Best New Artist Debut CD Blues Blast Award and was nominated for Best New Artist Debut at the 2011 American Blues Music Awards. Lots more at vanguardarts.com.
Dorothy Pico Nature Center is hosting Zen in Nature on tomorrow morning from 7 a.m. until 9 a.m. The event will feature a walking meditation in the woods and Qigong, which is a system of breathing and exercise designed to benefit both mental and physical health. Dan Pico, a Zen priest, is guiding that event.
Yeah. Dickinson County Conservation is going to host the Warbler Walk on Saturday. That starts at 8 a.m. at the Marble Lake Boat Launch. Attendees will be able to learn a little bit about warblers. It's a different species of birds. They're not located here year-round, while enjoying the Marble Lake area and the diversity of plants and animals. All ages are invited to participate. Just remember to dress for the weather and check out DickinsonCountyConservationBoard.com for more information.
Siouxland cyclists are hosting Pedal to Hornick. They are pedaling to Hornick from Sergeant Bluff. That'll be tomorrow morning starting at 9 o'clock at Eddie's Tavern in Sergeant Bluff. There'll be breakfast there. Then you'll need that energy because you're going to be hitting the road around 10 o'clock, riding 25 miles or so to Hornick. Then you can have lunch at the Chances Are Bar. There will be a sag wagon available for those riders who prefer not to pedal all the way back to Sergeant Bluff. Go to Siouxland Cyclists on Facebook to find out more about Pedal to Hornick tomorrow morning.
The Plymouth County Museum will host Art from the Heart, and that's going to be tomorrow. It starts at 10 a.m. and it runs until 4 p.m. Art from the Heart is an artists and craftsperson fair and will feature glass mosaics, painting, jewelry, custom woodworking, decor, so much more. Again, it's at the Plymouth County Museum. Free will donation.
The Iowa Native Plant Society is hosting a wildflower walk tomorrow morning, or tomorrow afternoon, I should say. That begins at 1 o'clock at the Fowler Forest Preserve near Smithland. The event is part of Iowa's Wildflower Month and will be held by naturalist Don Snyder. Attendees are encouraged to wear sturdy walking shoes and dress for the weather, but it should be nice. Maybe bring some sunscreen, though. The event is free. It's also open to the public. IowaNativePlants.org has more information.
In Sioux City, the Conservatory of Music is going to host the Battle of the Bands on Saturday. It goes from 4 to 10 p.m. The event will have two age group categories in which performers will feature original music. Attendees will be able to vote for the best performers. You can follow this at Sioux City Conservatory of Music on Facebook for more information.
And more award-winning music at Vanguard Arts with An Evening with Ray Bonneville. That's tomorrow night. It gets underway at 8 o'clock. Bonneville recorded his first album, On the Main, in 1992. He's since released 9 albums. He's earned wide critical and popular acclaim and won an enthusiastic following in the U.S., Canada, and Europe. His awards include a prestigious Juno, which is like a Grammy, but for Canadians. Go to vanguardarts.com for more information. They have their own awards in Canada.
Who knew? I did not know that. That's why I listen to Cultural Continuum and learn stuff. Finally, an event for Sunday. We've talked so much about Friday and Saturday, but Makerspace Sioux City is going to host a do-it-yourself flip-flop welcome sign. Now, that is going to be May 12th from 2 to 3:30 p.m. Attendees will be able to create a one-of-a-kind welcome sign from a variety of colors and designs. Now, space is limited, so for more information, go to makerspacesiouxcity.org.
Betty Strong Encounter Center is hosting Born to Love You. It's a Mother's Day concert with Jack and Mike Langley and Walt Peterson. That'll be on Sunday, Mother's Day, at 2 o'clock. The program will feature a range of mom tunes, including M-O-T-H-E-R, as well as Mamas Don't Let Your Babies Grow Up to Be Cowboys, that great Willie Nelson classic, Mama Tried, and Let It Be, and more. Go to SiouxCityLCIC.com. For more information.
The Sioux City Public Museum will have celebrating 100 years of municipal bands. That's going to be on display now through July 28th. This summer concert series of the Sioux City Municipal Band marks the organization's 100th year. So in recognition of that milestone, the exhibit will display uniforms, equipment, instruments, and awards, along with photographs of the Monahan Post and the Municipal Band and many earlier bands. Lots more at SiouxCityMuseum.org.
There have been 78 Orange City Tulip Festivals. The 79th is coming up. It starts Thursday, May 16th, and runs through Saturday, May 18th. The internationally recognized festival features music and dancing by children and adults in authentic Dutch costumes, including those wooden shoes, two daily parades, nightly musical theater. There's a carnival midway, lots of great Dutch delicacies, all sorts of delicious food. TulipFestival.com. And that's all we have for this week's edition of Cultural Continuum. If you have something you'd like to submit, feel free to email it to us at kwitpsa@witcc.edu. Wishing you a great morning and week on behalf of my co-host Johann Fox and executive producer Jorge Quesada, leaving you with music from Dear Evan Hansen. They're going to be performing this at the Sanford Deal tonight at the Orpheum Theater.
Have you ever felt like nobody was there? Have you ever felt for could disappear? Like you could fall and no one would hear? Well, let that lonely feeling wash away. Maybe there's a reason to believe you'll be okay. 'Cause when you don't feel strong enough to stand, you can reach out your hand. And oh, someone will come running, and I know they'll take you home. Even when the dark comes crashing through, when you need a friend to carry you, and when you're broken on the ground, you will be found. So let the sun come streaming in, 'cause you'll reach up and you'll rise again. Lift your head and look around, you will be found. You will be found. You. be found.
Have you seen this? Someone put a video of your speech online.
My speech?
People started sharing it, I guess. And now, I mean, Connor is
Your
everywhere.
Speech is everywhere. This morning, the Connor Project page, it only had 56 people following.
Well, how many does it have now?
4,582.
I don't understand. What happened?
You did. There's a place where we don't have to feel unknown.
Oh my God.
Everybody needs to see this.
Every time that you call out, you're a little less alone.
I can't stop watching this video.
17 years old.
If you only say the word.
Take 5 minutes.
This will make your day.
From across the silence, your voice is heard.
Share it with the people you love.
Repost.
The world needs to hear this.
A beautiful tribute.
Favorite. I know someone who really needed to hear this today. So thank you, Evan Hansen, for doing what you're doing.
I never met you, Connor, but coming out here, reading everyone's posts, it's so easy to feel alone, but Evan is exactly right. We're not alone. None of
We're
us.
Not alone.
None of us.
None of us.
None of us are alone.
Like.
Well, especially now, with everything you hear in the news.
Like, share.
Repost.
Thank you, Evan Hansen, for giving us a space to remember Connor.
To be together.
To find each other.
Sending prayers for Michigan.
Vermont.
Tampa.
Sacramento.
Thank you, Evan Hansen.
Repost. Thank you, Evan
Hansen.
Thank you,
you will be found.